Hi, Tim Roy for Warrior Sound. We're talking with Andrew Harrison, and you're in camp with the Golden State Warriors, and that's always exciting to be in an NBA camp. How is it going for you, and what role do you see yourself having with this team?
It's going all right. But you got to take it one day at a time. Try not to get frustrated with the process of starting all over, if you know what I mean.
Yep. You had been over in Russia for a little bit. Why did you make the decision to come back and try to get back in the NBA?
I just know that I'm good enough to play in the NBA, and you know, if I have the right opportunity, then I'll be successful. I just have to set my mind to it. Just can't quit, and I think I committed myself to being here and making it in this league, and I'm pretty confident that I can do that.
You mentioned about the frustration. I don't think a lot of people realize that when you come to an NBA camp, and especially in the place of the Warriors, you know, they have some cap limitations and they're going to have some roster limitations. So with this camp, how important is it for you to play well, show yourself as a pro, so if it maybe doesn't happen here, then it might happen somewhere else?
I mean, yeah, it's tough. Like you said, not playing that much in the games, but you can't really, like, question it or anything. Just keep moving on, keep trying hard in practice. And it's my fourth year, so I mean, I've kind of been in every role. I've started, played 30 minutes in playoff games, haven't played. So, I mean, I feel like that I'm just prepared. It's nothing that can really surprise me now. So, I mean, I'm thankful for the opportunity. I'm happy to be here. This is definitely the best organization that I've been with in terms of how they take care of the players and stuff like that.
You haven't been around Clay all that much because he's rehabbing, but what are your thoughts of getting into a situation where you get to watch guys like Steph Curry and Draymond Green go to work?
That would be amazing. I mean, I'd definitely rather be helping him out rather than watching him. But, yeah. I mean, Steph is amazing, man. Like, every day he brings it at practice. Every day he – so he's a – I tell everybody he's different. I've never really seen anything like that. He's proud for a great season. And Draymond is the leader of the team, vocal leader. He's a great player just because of what he's made of, his will. And I can really appreciate that because I feel like I'm a similar type of player. I can just try to outwill people that I play against. So, yeah, Draymond is great. I have a it's just too bad I got to beat him in the bet with the Astros and the Yankees. So,
well, go Stros. I'm from New England, so you have a brother, and obviously a twin brother. He is still playing overseas, correct?
Yes, he plays in Turkey. Yes.
And what's his experience been like?
I mean, he loves it over there. Of course, he thinks he's good enough to be over here too. But I mean, just being able to have the ball in your hands and being it's still a big time basketball like country, and it's amazing, man. They treat him so great. He's enjoyed it, and Istanbul is a really nice city. So,
what was it like for you two in Texas in high school and playing together? What was that experience? What are some of your memories of that?
I mean, it was amazing. Being able to play in front of your family and stuff every day, and being able to be around him and watch him succeed and carry our team, and it was fun. It's just amazing. Some stuff you'll never forget. So,
final question for you. We've kind of hit upon this throughout the interview. As being a professional basketball player, made you a more patient man?
I wouldn't say I'm patient, but
yeah, you're impatient to play.
Yeah, but it's made me realize that you can just control what you can't control, and can't stay up all night worry about stuff that you can't control. So that's what it's taught me, is helping me become a man, helping me know how to manage money, everything. It helps me become. I've matured a lot over these last 3 or 4 years. So,
well, you're a good NBA player, and we're pretty sure we're going to see you on an NBA roster sometime soon. I appreciate the chat, and wish you nothing but luck.
Thank you.